Recording Taiwan Special, episode 2 for the week. All right, I'm going to say something about sanctuary cities here. I was going to get to this tomorrow, but I think I'm going to get... I'll save the Columbine Mother and basic understanding of life for tomorrow, which I might circle back to Common Core. Sanctuary cities. What I think as an American who's lived in Taiwan 10 years, this is going to... You know, Trump... And look, this week I wrote about it, Pacific Daily Times... I made comments about it in the Encore. This could be the way to martial law in those cities. It could lead to it. Any idiot knows that. That's why the Democrats don't like it. I'll tell you right now. Why Democrats don't want Trump taken. They'll say, we welcome all people. They have to. We'll take 5,000. No, you'll take however many we give you. Because you Democrats have not let us stop people from coming in, which means you want unlimited people coming in. So you're going to get however many people show up because that's what you allowed. You've been creating a place in these cities for people to go. So they're going to go. I don't mean this to hurt people. This should make sense, right? Let's see if these sanctuary cities actually work. Now, the conservatives think that they won't. And the Democrats objecting indicate that they know that they won't. So, all right, I think it's headed for martial law. And that's what the Republicans are going to support it for. And the Democrats don't like it for because it means Republicans declaring martial law over Democratic cities. And that's where we're headed. What do I think about this? Well, look, the immigrants have to go someplace. Democrats won't let us stop them. And Democrats created places for them to go. So put them there. It's easy as math. I don't want the immigrants to go there so that we can declare martial law in those cities. I don't want that. I'm very concerned about it. But it's the only way to do it. There's a story, real estate people tell this story. My buddy is a real estate appraiser. And he tells a story, you know, the value of land. How do you get land to make it more valuable so that people, so it's more valuable to people? Take land. You know, if you make it more valuable, someone will pay twice as much for it because he knows he can make three times the money for it. And making money is wonderful because that's how you pay taxes for government projects and donate money away to people in case you haven't figured that out and need to go watch the second Batman movie again. No, the third Batman movie again with Christian Bale. Okay, you know, what did Alfred say? The Wayne Foundation gets its money from the profits of Wayne Enterprises. No profits, no charity. Right. Okay, so making money is wonderful because of all these charities and government programs we got to have, right? Okay, so we want to make lots of money. So we need real estate value to go up. Well, how do you do that? This is the ultimate question everyone asks everywhere in land and stuff. So there was a plot of land. A road went right through the middle. And on one side was a hill. And the other side was this pit that had been dug out or something. And everyone, what can you do with a hill on one side and a pit on the other? Boy, we could have a mini amusement park. We got a road in between. Maybe we could do a water slide that goes over the roadway. Golf course? Sure. And walk across the street. You know, people kept buying this land and had some great idea that didn't work. And then they'd sell it to someone else who had a great idea that didn't work. And then, he'd liquidate it and sell it off to someone who had a great idea that didn't work, and nobody could figure out what to do with his land. Some guy finally bought it dirt cheap, pun intended, got a bulldozer, took the land, the soil from the hill on the one side, and moved it over to the pit on the other side, leveled it all out, and sold it for top dollar. And it's like, that was simple, and I just dropped my pen. So... That's how I view the sanctuary city thing. Okay, all right. Now that I've said that, what I think about it, what do I really think as the guy who's been in Taiwan? These immigrants coming in, we are looking at absolute. Look at me. We're looking at absolute mayhem where these immigrants go. We do have a lot of Democratic, and that's their proper name, Democratic. Okay, even Trump was, I used to complain, no, they're not Democratic, it's Democrat. And Trump's saying it, Limbaugh used to say it, I used to say it, nope, it's Democratic. That's how they properly spell their name. Okay, we've got a lot of democratically controlled cities and mayors. Yeah, bring them, bring the immigrants. They're saying that because they know they have to. They've got to wear their policies. We are looking at martial law in those cities. And here's why. These people who are coming in, and I don't want to do Robert Downey Jr. Tropic Thunder. Oh, what do you mean, you people? I'm talking about the people that are coming into the country that would go to the sanctuary cities. Okay, these is a near demonstrative. This group of people and not that group of people. And I don't know what ethnicity, but it's going to be not quite as first world as America is. They're not used to our society that washes their hands 100 times a day. They might come from a culture that eats food with their hands at the dinner table, everyone from the same pot. They might be used to that. I've seen this stuff over here in Taiwan where people wouldn't brush their teeth. I still meet people who are like 20 years old and not brushing their teeth. Okay, these particular people who are going to be coming in and going to these sanctuary cities, they are not educated and experienced in first world society. They aren't going to know how to calmly, peacefully go resolve problems. They're going to have a conflict and disagreement. They'll get mad and go break and throw things because that's how they deal with stuff in their culture. And maybe it works for them as a deterrent to avoid problems. Don't give me problems, otherwise I'll throw stuff at you. So, you know, you've got the locals there, American citizen lives in his house. You've got immigrants next door. They have a disagreement. All of a sudden, a rock goes through the window. That's supposed to be, hey, come out and talk to me, but that's not how it's going to go over. We're looking at massive culture clash, and we're looking at third world, maybe second world emerging versus first world conflict with people that are probably good people. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that they're the best people they could be. They're still going to have second, third world culture and habits. Maybe not taking their shoes off the door. Maybe taking their shoes off, but like picking up people's cups. In Taiwan, they take their shoes off at the door because shoes in the house is dirty, right? Okay, there's truth to that. But then they pick up your cup and put their dirty fingers right where you're going to drink from it, and they don't think to grab the cups at the bottom. They don't even think about that. They don't want anyone to stick their fingers in their mouth, but they'll put their fingers where you put your mouth when they give you your coffee cup or whatever teacup to drink out of. It's like, I tell people, what? What are you doing? And they're friends and they listen and then, oh yeah, you're right. And then of course they never change because people in second and third world countries have trouble changing because learning to adapt and change is part of knowing how to navigate your way through life and having a sophisticated society. They're going to have trouble fitting into a more complex society. And it's not about, we're better than them, and they're idiots. That's not what this is about. I mean, even South Korea has a process that when someone comes from North Korea, runs over the border, they have a reception program. They have to put them like through 6 weeks or 6 months or something of training just to get them acclimated into, you know, their first world society. This is going to be about a conflict between third world and first world cultures, not to mention maybe other cultural differences. And any country has a different culture, not even ethnic. It's just local. I mean, there are different cultures even within America. You take a whole bunch of people from Chicago, migrate them down to Texas, you might have conflicts that way too. So, yeah, we're looking for culture. We are looking at a massive cultural conflict that is not going to be overcome. See you tomorrow.